Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Let's talk about auto insurance in Alberta. I mean, it's unclear, I guess, policy-wise, where this is all headed. What are the kinds of changes the Alberta government might have in mind for how auto insurance works in this province? And there's been some concerns around affordability on this issue and many others. Well, a call today for the Alberta government to take steps that could result in some savings for Alberta drivers. Because, and maybe people aren't quite familiar with all of this, but there is a tax that applies to auto insurance. And a joint call today here from the Insurance Bureau of Canada and the Canadian Federation of Independent Business for the Alberta government to scrap these two taxes that are charged on every auto insurance policy, something that could be addressed in the upcoming provincial budget. So what are these taxes and how do they impact the cost of auto insurance? Joining us for more is Aaron Sutherland, Vice President for the Pacific and Western Region with the Insurance Bureau of Canada. Aaron, thanks for joining us here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Okay, so tell us more then, when we're talking about these two taxes, what are we talking about and how do they work?
Yeah, so you hit the nail on the head in your opening remarks. We've got real affordability challenges here in Alberta and candidly right across the country. But auto insurance shouldn't be one of those. And so the province has said they will be bringing in big changes there. The premier's been clear that she and her government will be taking action and introducing significant reforms to Alberta's auto insurance system to improve affordability for drivers. And that's a good thing. But that's likely going to be a multi-year process. And so what we're trying to talk about today is the things we can do in the near term to improve the price drivers are paying. To the jump out to us, there is a 4% tax on all auto insurance policies applied by the province. So if you're paying $1,000 for your premium, you're paying $40 in tax. $2,000, you're spending about $80. These are real savings that if we look to pause or remove that tax until these reforms come in, could deliver savings to drivers in the near term. And in addition to that, the province also charges a health levy on auto premiums that is set to rise by 28% this year. And again, that adds another $30 per policy. And so combined for the average driver, if we look to remove the tax, remove the health levy, or at least pause them until the government brings in larger reforms, we could be saving each driver approximately $100 per year. That's tangible savings back in their pocketbooks at a time when, candidly, we all need it the most.
Okay, so just to recap, so it's a 4% insurance premium tax. So that's just kind of a straight-up tax. There's a levy that's applied, which is set to increase, as you mentioned, this year. So that's meant as a way of recovering health costs. So that's on top of the insurance premium tax.
Yeah, so this is a levy that's applied on top of your premium. It's intended to recover the healthcare costs, when you're injured in a collision. We don't dispute the validity of the levy. It is rising by 28% this year. And let's keep in mind, auto insurance rates are capped for good drivers at 3.7%. And so, this provincial levy is increasing, almost 10 times the size of the provincial rate cap. So it is creating significant costs that are straining the system, and it's increasing costs for drivers. And we're simply pointing out, look, if we're serious about delivering savings to Albertans and their auto insurance, and we want to do that in the near term, these are two pretty quick ways we can achieve that. And with the budget coming down next month, we're calling on government to look at these as a potential way to improve affordability for drivers in the near term.
Right. So that's revenue collected by the government. That goes into general revenues?
Goes into general revenues, yeah.
Right. So that would be a pretty simple, relatively simple, at least in terms of the procedural side of it. The government could scrap those two taxes then, and that revenue would stay with consumers then, presumably.
Exactly. And we're calling on government to look at this at least as an interim measure. Government is looking at significant changes to the auto insurance product that you purchase. We think that's a good thing. We think drivers should have much more choice and control over what it is they're buying as it comes to their auto insurance. And that's the best way to derive savings moving forward. And, you know, we hope to hear more from government about where they want to go there later this year and about their timeline for bringing forward those reforms and those improvements to the auto insurance market for drivers. But again, that's likely a multi-year process. We're urging government to go as quickly as possible because it takes time to reform the system. These are big changes. And, you know, while they go about doing that work, we're saying, look, there's things we can do in the short term to deliver savings to drivers. There's a 4% insurance premium tax applied on all auto insurance policies, whether, you know, you're just using your car to and from work, you have a business with a vehicle, what have you. Even school buses pay this tax. So let's look at pausing or eliminating that tax as a way to return 4% in the near term. And then let's also look at the health levy, which is another cost driver that the provincial government directly controls, applies to auto insurance premiums, and is growing by 28% this year. Let's look at these two pieces. On average, that'll deliver savings of about $100 per driver. That's real tangible money back in people's pockets. And we think if we want to improve affordability, this is a pretty good place to start.
And I mean, as pointed out in the press release here, there is, you know, some real strain on the auto insurance market, whether auto theft, rising legal costs, and we can get into some of those issues. But it just sort of, with that as a backdrop and the pressure on providers, you know, what guarantee is there that if the government scrapped those two taxes, that those full savings would be passed on to rate holders or policyholders, I mean?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, we've got a lot of pressures on auto insurance rates. I mean, auto insurance isn't any different when it comes to inflation. In fact, you know, inflation in vehicle repairs, parts, the cost of those goods, given, you know, the real strains we've seen on supply chains, those are actually growing well in excess of the general inflation numbers. You know, we really stand out here in Alberta in terms of the legal costs underpinning your policy and the growth we've seen there. Those are up about 30%. In fact, legal fees and legal costs account for about 20% of mandatory premiums now. And so that's the real area where we're pushing government to look at for long term. You know, if we want to improve the price drivers are paying, they should have more choice over what they're buying. But we've got to do something about the trial bar and the extreme growth we have seen in litigation trends and the cost of litigation in our auto insurance system. But, you know, those are all longer term. While we explore those, we're saying let's look at the tax. I mean, the tax is something that's applied on each policy. So if it's removed, it goes back in drivers' pockets. Same thing with the health levy. This is applied on insurers based on the amount of premium they're selling. We pull that out. That gets pulled out of your policy and goes back into your pockets in terms of a reduced price moving forward. So, you know, we know we can do these things in the near term. Much more quickly than we can, you know, when we're looking at legal costs and other options government's exploring. So if we want to do something in the near term, these are the two ones that stand out to us, which government has, the provincial government has direct control over and can quite quickly remove should they desire to do so.
Yeah. Well, they could. And so, I mean, if the argument is the government could take a revenue hit to give consumers a break, does that apply to industry? And I think those are, you know, there can be those who are going to say, well, why doesn't industry do the same? Why don't they give us a break and just reduce rates to help us through this?
Yeah, you know, we've got 17 auto insurers last year that were losing money on the sale of coverage. I'm not expecting anyone to feel bad for their auto insurance company. But, you know, the competitive market is the best way to derive savings and to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. We have the competitive marketplace here in Alberta. It is under strain. You know, we have a rate cap in place where carriers cannot increase rates by more than 3.7% for good drivers, which is upwards of 80% of the driving public. And this is coming off last year when rates were frozen. And so in that environment, you know, we've frozen rates, now we're capping rates at a time when the underlying costs are exploding. That isn't a sustainable environment. That isn't a sustainable system moving forward. That's why we need real reform that looks at addressing the underlying costs that are putting pressure on your premiums. The big one that stands out to us, those legal costs. As we've seen other provinces take action there, and Alberta has not, we've seen a real explosion in legal costs, you know, the cost of litigation and those trends here in Alberta following collisions. That provides the best opportunity to drive savings for drivers. But that is going to take time. That is likely a multi-year process. And so again, while we explore those with government, what can we do in the near term? Well, government applies a 4% tax. Most people don't even know it's there because it doesn't really show up on your policy.
Right.
But there's a 4% tax on your auto premiums. We can pull that off in fairly short order, should government desire to do so. Same thing with the health levy. Combined, that's about $100. And at a time when we're all feeling the pinch in our pocketbooks, you know, I've got three kids. My Costco bill is through the roof. This is real, tangible dollars that could go back into the pocketbooks of consumers in fairly short order.
And in the meantime, you know, we are anticipating some changes, some reforms at some point. What's your understanding, I guess, of where that process is at or what kind of a timeline this is all on? Do you know?
Yeah. Well, government had announced back in November that they were commissioning an external consultant to look at a variety of different improvements to Alberta's auto insurance marketplace. There was supposed to be an interim report at the end of last year. We're still waiting for an update on where that may be. And then a final report from that consultant later this spring, and that will help inform where government goes and the decisions they make moving forward. You know, we're really calling on the government to move as urgently as possible, because even once we decide, or they decide, you know, which direction they want to go as it relates to the types of changes they want to make, it's going to take time to draft legislation. It's going to take time to pass it. You know, then it's going to take time to see that reflected in your premiums. Mm-hmm. This is a multi-year process. And so the sooner we can see those decisions come down and the direction set, the quicker we're going to be able to see those savings. But it is going to take time, and that's why we're pushing government to say, look, we've got to go as quickly as we can. We know what the cost drivers are. We know the challenges we're seeing. I'm not sure we need another report, but we're waiting on another one. So let's start setting that direction. As soon as we have that, let's make those decisions so that, you know, we can reform the system and start improving the affordability of coverage moving forward. But it is going to take time, so we need those decisions as quickly as possible.
Much more at ibc.ca. Aaron, thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate this.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.